I'm Sally Becker from the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm joined by Eileen Venn, who has been a member of the National Association for Women in Construction since 2008. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Eileen.
Thank you, Sally. I'm looking forward to it.
So tell me a bit about your job and your background and what led you to get into construction.
It's kind of an interesting background, but I went to SUNY Albany, and I thought I wanted to be a politician. So I graduated with a degree in public affairs and business. And I got into sales, actually, right out of school. And I worked in sales and marketing. I was in the beer business, which is also very, when I got out in 2001, very male dominated as well. And I worked in that business for 13 years. I always wanted to own my own business. I had a pretty strong business background. 2008, we had an opportunity, my husband and I, to buy mechanical testing, which is what the company that I own now. And we're an HVAC test and balance firm. And we go into buildings and make sure the mechanical system's working and how the engineer designed it. So it's kind of a backwards way I got in, but I manage all the day-to-day operations. I oversee all the estimation. I attend project meetings, a little bit of everything. When you're a small business owner, you kind of get dragged into a lot of different roles.
So how did you get involved in the National Association for Women in Construction?
When we bought mechanical testing in 2008, it was very male-dominated. It still is. I think it's only about 8% of women are in the construction industry. So it was very male-dominated, and I needed a place to kind of talk to other women about construction and the pluses and minuses and just business and just bounce ideas off other women, because it was more comfortable spot for me than being in a room full of men and asking a question and having maybe in my mind me telling myself the story that they're judging me, or they're thinking, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about, she's a woman. So that's why I joined National Association of Women in Construction in 2008 and still a member in 2021.
What would you say is like the general goal or mission for the National Association for Women in Construction?
The goal is to enhance women's experience in the construction industry and have a sounding board of other women that are on these job sites or in a job meeting, or even, you know, back office and dealing with all the men in the field as they're working in the back office. Bounce ideas off each other and support each other and help build each other up and grow within the construction industry and get promoted and become owners and become project managers or construction managers. And they have a lot of education too that they offer through the National Education Fund through NAWIC. So you can also get education.
What kind of barriers are in place for women in construction?
I think it's still the physical labor, and the thought or the idea of what people think construction is scares women, females, from going into the industry. They think, oh, you know, construction, I'm going to have to go out and get on a roof and install, you know, install shingles. That's not the case anymore, because there's just so many different facets where women can fit in if they don't want to do the physical labor piece of it. And some women do. We have women plumbers. We have, you know, women installers of HVAC systems, all sorts of stuff. But the women who are a little nervous of that, maybe go into engineering, they don't need to shy away from it anymore, though, because there's just a bigger and broader network of women trying to help each other get ahead in construction. But I think the real barrier is we're our own worst enemy. Like, we're thinking, oh, we can't do that physical labor piece, but we're not taking into account that construction has so many different facets. You can be in finance in construction. You can be a project manager. You can, you know, run jobs. You can be a procurement officer for construction and buy equipment, an estimator, and you can do the estimation. So those are the roles I see now growing for females in the construction industry, is the engineering and the estimation and the project management roles, which is great to see. I think you got to have thick skin. You know, a lot's come out in the last 10 years with, you know, the hashtag Me Too movement. And just, it's not like it was 15, 20 years ago where people were swearing on job sites, writing obscenities in porta potties. I mean, still does that happen a little bit? Yes. But it's changed a lot. So I think it's going to continue to change, and anyone can go into construction because there's so many different things they can do in it. And women have evolved so much that I think we finally are you know, being looked at as equals, just in any industry, really. I maybe I'm wishful thinking, but I'm hoping that's the direction it's going in. And it's definitely different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. I see a huge shift. So I would encourage women, because there's a lot of money to be made in the construction industry. Maybe there's a female, she doesn't want to go to college. She can go right into the trade school. And all of a sudden she starts making money. Our apprenticeship program we get from the sheet metal workers, after 5 years, their package is $72 an hour. So it's $140,000 after 5 years. You got a pension, you got an annuity, you got a nice paycheck. It's a really viable field, and people don't realize how much money can be made too in construction.
Over the years, have you seen an increase of women in construction?
We have, and we talk a lot about this in NAWIC, the National Association of Women in Construction, because we want to see it better. Because it's really still, the last time I looked, which I haven't looked, it was like 8% of the industry's women. And that is low. I mean, we're 50% of the population. We're only 8% of this huge construction industry. So there's a lot of opportunity. If you are a woman and you want to pursue it, you can be very successful if you put your mind to it and you work hard. It's like, it's a golden ticket if you're willing to take the risk. And I would just say, think about it, do your research, and seriously consider it if you're even a little bit interested, because there's so many things you can do in it. The Article 15A, New York State, MNWBE, other states also have these programs. We're looking at moving our business down to Missouri and Tennessee. And it's nice to see all these states now coming together and having these programs where they make sure a woman or minority business gets a portion of that large contract that the state's either giving grant money to or building themselves. So I just think that we are moving in the right direction. The state is still helping it go in that direction where we're included more. And hopefully in 10 more years, we're just included and we don't need to have these laws in place like Article 15A. You know, other companies and people are just using women and minority businesses because we're good businesses, which we are, but their hand's not forced to. Like a little bit now, a little piece of those contracts, the hand is forced to use women and minorities. So I always wonder, if they took that away, where would we be? I still get a little nervous that would hurt us.
Do you think even like more privately, women are being more uplifted in construction or like given more opportunities?
I do, because I think it's taking a lead from large general contractors like a LaChase, a Turner. These large general contractors have WBE and liaisons to ensure diversity throughout their company, and they have corporate diversity officers. So it's starting at these large national construction firms that are national, and it's trickling down to the smaller companies like myself, where, you know, I'm making sure, okay, you know, if I can hire a woman or I see a girl that I can add to that fits with us, or a minority, I want to go after that, because I think it's important to have a diverse company just to grow and have different outlooks and ideas on things. So I think, although the governor, you know, of New York, it's important, and he mandates it, a lot of these companies are instituting that with these diversity officers that they hire.
Do you have any advice for women interested in getting involved in construction?
Yes, I would say really do some research and look into it, because it's such a great field. You're out there, you're building America. Like if you think about all the different things you can do, you can help, you know, make buildings more energy efficient, and that's going to save, you know, the grid and the environment. I mean, so much goes into construction and it touches so many different facets. Don't look at it as a field, even like blue collar, and people look down on it. Because even my guys will say to me sometimes, yeah, we're just the construction worker. Nobody, you know, that people are rude to us or look down on us. I think that's changing, because I say to them, I go, you're building America. You're doing what other people can't do, what other people don't want to do. So I say, if you're a female, go after it. It's such a great industry. You can change the world, you know, by building these buildings.
To find out more about the National Association of Women in Construction, check out their website, nawicnycap.org. That's nawicnycap.org. I'm Sally Becker from Hudson Mohawk Magazine.